lay down on your back and find yourself in a comfortable position that allows for a sense of stillness in your physical body. Close your eyes and bring your awareness to the present moment. What that might look like is feel the ground beneath you. Listen for sounds around you. And observe your breath. I walked into my yoga space the other morning with the intention of just connecting to myself. And I kept asking the question, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And what called to me over and over again was, your job is to be here. Your job is to be here. I don't know if you've ever asked yourself the question before, what should I do? But I know when I was in my center of betrayal trauma, that was a constant question that I asked. And had I known the tools of how to be here, I probably would have moved through and made conscious decisions more quickly, rather than staying in my head wondering what I should do. So today, your job, your only job, as I guide you through movements and offer you breath, your only job is to encourage and invite presence. Your job is to be here. For me, that means I feel the earth beneath my body, solid and firm and connected. I feel the physical space of my body and offer softening, a release, and a surrender. And then I breathe. In the soft space, I invite breath to move through. Your job today is to stay here, and I will remind you with these three steps how to do that, to ground yourself and to be present. Here, while you're laying down, practice that for just another couple of breaths. Feel the earth beneath you. Soften your body and breathe. Place both feet onto the floor, knees bent towards the sky. Hug your right knee into your chest and roll your right foot around your ankle a couple of times in one direction, a couple of times in the opposite direction. Maintain constant awareness of the earth beneath you. Soften your body and breathe. Extend the bottom of your right foot up towards the sky, opening the back of your right leg. You can hold behind the back of your right thigh or your right calf. Turn your right toes towards your shin and press your foot as if you're trying to stamp it on the sky or on the ceiling above you. Use the dependability of your breath, the constant inhale and exhale to return as you offer your body the space to be present, as you offer yourself to be present in the space of your body today. Bend your right knee back into your chest. Extend your left leg long and tip your right leg up and over the left side of your body. Reach your right arm out to the side, gazing your eyes or taking your gaze over your right fingertips. Feel the earth beneath you. Soften your body and breathe. Come back to a neutral spine. Place both feet onto the ground with your knees bent towards the sky and draw your left knee into your chest. Roll your left foot around your ankle a few times, one direction. And a few times the opposite direction. Pay attention to when you leave your body and return to the intention today. Your job is to stay here. That's what you should do, if you will, without shitting on yourself. As you ask the question in life, what should I do? What should I do? The answer might be, stay here. That's your job, is to be here. Extend the bottom of your left leg up towards the sky. Clasp your hands behind the back of your left thigh or your left calf. Point your left toes towards your shin and press as if you're stamping your left foot onto the ceiling. Your job today is to be here. Feel the earth, soften your body, and breathe. Bend your left knee into your chest, straighten your right leg out, tip your left side up and over your right. Left arm reaches to your left as your gaze follows your fingertips. Earth, body, breathe. Are the tools I am going to offer you to reach that intention of being present. Feel the earth beneath you, soften your body, and breathe. Move your spine back to neutral. Draw your knees into your chest and rock your body gently from side to side. Take your hands behind the back of your thighs, rock and roll front to back until you come up to sit. Cross your left ankle over your right ankle. Reach your arms up to the sky. Inhale. Exhale, take your left hand to your left side. Root down through your right sit bone and reach your right arm up and over your left ear. Press into the ground. Soften your body and breathe. Come back up, reach your arms to the sky. Take your right hand to your left knee and your left hand behind you. Inhale, sit tall. Exhale, wrap your body around your spine. Move your gaze over your left shoulder. Come back to center, unravel your spine, switch your legs, take your right leg in front of your left leg, inhale, arms reach to the sky, exhale, take your right hand to the ground, inhale, root down through your left sit bone, and exhale, tip your body over your right side. Feel the earth beneath you, soften your body and breathe. Your job today is to stay here. Your job actually through life is to stay here. So you practice that on our yoga mats in an element of safety so that we can do that even when we feel unsafe. Your job in your what should I do is to stay here. Bring both arms up to the sky. Breathe in. Left hand this time finds your right knee. Right hand moves behind you. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, rotate your spine. Open to your right, gaze over your right shoulder. Good. Unravel your gaze, your shoulders, your belly. Slide forward over your shins and come into tabletop. Take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips, and see yourself for just a moment. Proprioception is an awareness of where your body is in space. So become aware of the ground beneath you. Become aware of the shape of your body and be aware of your breath. Cat, cow, inhale, turn your tailbone and the crown of your head up towards the sky. Bring your shoulder blades to touch towards the back of your body and open the front of your spine. Exhale, turn your tailbone underneath you, drop your chin towards your chest and open the back of your spine. Press the floor away from you with the palms of your hands and the tops of your feet. Inhale, slide your ribs away from your hips. Move your heart forward in between your shoulders. Cow. Exhale, press the floor away from you. Draw your tailbone and your head underneath. Cat. Do that twice more. Inhale, peel your heart open. Separate your vertebra at the front of your spine. Exhale, close the front of your spine. Open the back of your spine. And last time, breathing in. And breathing out. Come to a neutral spine. Press your left hand and your right top of your foot into the mat. Reach your right arm beyond your head and your left leg back behind you. Spinal balance. press the floor away from you. If this is too much, you can release your hand or even your knee and just do one or the other. Your job today is to stay here, to ground yourself, to be present. As you ask that question in life, what should I do? What should I do? The answer is going to be stay here. For this is where truth is, and truth is where you have to be in order to heal. Release your right hand if it's lifted. Draw your left knee up and underneath your body and step your foot in between your hands. If it doesn't quite reach, scooch, scooch, scooch it forward so that your ankle is underneath your knee. We'll hold here. If you have blocks or books at home and you need to bring the floor closer to your body, you can place something underneath the palms of your hands in order to do that. Allow for the front of your right hip flexor to open. Take a long breath into the space of your body, feel the earth beneath you, and then soften into the space of your inner hips. Continue to root down through the sole of your left foot and the top of your right foot. Almost as if you were going to press a hole into the ground with your left foot and leave an impression of your toenails with your right foot. Good. Turn your right toes under so that the bottom of your foot is exposed. Send your hips back on top of your right knee, so your hips are stacked on top of your right knee. Scoot your left foot forward as much as you'd like to, and turn your left toes up towards the sky. Inhale and find length through your spine. Again, you can use your blocks underneath your hands if you'd like to. Exhale, if folding is available for you, you might fold your body over your left leg. Feel the earth beneath you. Soften your body. Where can you soften in this moment so that you can send more breath into the walls of your skin? The call is to be here. Your job through life is to be here. What should I do? The answer is stay here in your body and in the present moment, for here is where you will find your answers and what to do next. Come up if you have folded over your left leg. Bend your left knee back over your ankle. Press into the ball of your right foot and pick up your right knee. Place your right hand underneath your shoulder and peel your left arm up to the sky. Twisting your lunge, press into the earth beneath you. Find space in your body to soften and breathe. On your exhale, circle your left hand to frame your left foot. Drop your right knee behind you and bring your left knee back to join. Wrists underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. We'll cat-cow. Inhale, separate the front of your spine. Breathe in. Exhale, turn your tailbone. Tuck your chin. Breathe out. Twice more. Inhale, extend. Separate your ribs away from your hips. Exhale, turn your tailbone around to your upper back. And last time, breathing in. And breathing out. Find a neutral spine. Extend your left arm forward and your right leg back behind you. Spinal balance. Again, you might switch and do one or the other. Your choice, listen to your body. And as you stay here, you're more attuned to what your body needs. So press the floor away from you, soften your body, and breathe. If you have your left arm and right leg reaching in opposite directions, pull and draw your low belly in to support your spine. Your left hand returns underneath your shoulder. Draw your right knee up and underneath your body. Step your foot in between your hands. Line your ankle up underneath your knee. Hands can be on a block or on books again to bring the floor closer to you if you'd like. Root down through the sole of your right foot and the top of your left foot and create a lot of space with softening through your left hip flexor and your right hamstring. That's the front of your left thigh and the back of your right. Feel the ground beneath you. Soften your body and breathe. Here you are. Everything that you need to stay present is with you all the time. Press the toenail side of your left foot into the floor. Root down through the sole of your right foot as if you were going to make a hole in the earth beneath you. Good. Turn your left toes under. Open up the bottom of your left foot. Send your hips back to stack on top of your left knee and scoot your right foot forward as much as you'd like. Hands can be placed on blocks as you extend your right toes up towards the sky. Inhale, lengthen through your spine. Stay here or fold if folding is available for you today. The three steps I'm offering you in order to find presence is to first feel the ground beneath you. We practice this over and over and over again. Second is to soften your body. Where can you let go? Where can you give more to the earth in order to open your body for breath? Because that's the third step, is breathing. You're getting into the feet and your legs today, as they are what hold you here on the earth. Bringing awareness to them places you right in this moment. Extend the crown of your head forward. Bend your right knee back over your ankle and lift your left knee up off of the mat. Your left hand stays underneath your left shoulder. Reach your right arm up and around to the sky, twisting your lunge. Inhale and exhale. Keep pressing into the earth. Notice the solidity and the safety offered there. Soften your body from your hips to the crown of your head. And then breathe. On your next exhale, release your right hand to frame your right foot. Bring your left knee to the mat and your right knee steps back. Child's pose, big toes touch, knees fall wide to opposite sides of your mat. Lay your belly down in between your thighs, your forehead on the mat, or stack your hands to create a pillow for your head to rest. As I sat on my mat the other morning, my head was so loud with story, with shame, with fear, with guilt. As I settled my body on my mat and asked the question, what should I do? What should I do? The call came back with the answer, stay here. Your job is to be here, to be in your body, to be with your breath, to be on the earth in this place, because this is where life is happening. And this is where I will know what to do. If I am with my body and with my breath in the present moment, I will know what to do. If you are with your body, with your breath in the present moment, you will know what to do. Your job is to stay here. From child's pose, press back into tabletop. Wrists underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Turn your toes under, pick up your knees, and lift your hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Allow for a soft bend in your knees so that your spine can be long. Take a breath here and walk your hands back towards your feet. And then walk your hands up your legs, rounding through one vertebra at a time, coming up to stand in mountain pose. Your hands release down to the sides of your body. The crown of your head reaches up to the sky. Bring your hands to touch at your heart center. This is called Samasthiti, means equal standing pose. And it asks you to be present. There's nothing else to do but be here right now in this pose. You don't have to think about anything but standing here and breathing. Samasthiti, equal standing pose, checking in with yourself. Walk your feet to the top of your mat. Find mountain pose with your feet hip bone width distance apart. Your palms pressing to the sternum, your thumbs pressing to your sternum at your heart center. Find your breath. Feel the ground beneath you. On your exhale, release your hands down to your sides. Inhale, pick your arms up, reach high. And then fold your body over your legs. Bend your knees. Let your belly rest on your thighs. Hinge forward. Inhale, come up halfway, lift and lengthen your upper back, breathe in. Exhale, step your right foot all the way back behind you and turn your body to the center of your mat with your toes turned in and your heels turned out. With a long spine, and again, you can hold blocks underneath your hands, breathe in, lengthen. Soften your knees just barely and begin to hinge at your inner hips, folding your body over your legs. This is a wide-legged forward fold. You can walk your hands to the center of your feet. Turn your chin gently towards your chest and reach the crown of your head towards the floor. Press equally through inner and outer edges of your feet and lift your inner arches as your weight rolls towards the toes so that your hips can open up a little bit more. Continue to send energy down into the ground with the soles of your feet, rooting in order to rise. Feel the support of the earth beneath you. Soften your upper body. Your legs are holding you here. And then breathe. Your job, your calling is to stay present. Walk your hands forward underneath your shoulders. Turn your heels in and your toes out. Bend your knees over your ankles. Your hands walk to your inner thighs as you stack your shoulders up over your hips. Stand up. Turn your left toes to the left short end of your mat and turn your right toes to the right long edge of your mat, setting up for warrior two. Bend your left knee over your left ankle and allow your femoral head on your left side to sink down towards the earth. Reach your arms in two opposite directions, gazing over your left middle finger. Press into the earth with your feet and your legs. Soften your body and breathe. The answer to the question, what should I do, is stay here, be here. Your job is to live this life. And by finding presence, you will know what steps to take next. Straighten your left leg, reach your hands up to the sky. Turn your left toes in and your right toes out, just opening up to the opposite side. Bend your right knee over your right ankle. Draw your right femoral head down towards the ground by bending your knee even more and tee your arms out to the side with your gaze moving over your right middle finger. Warrior two, Virabhadrasana B. The tools I'm offering you for presence today is to feel the ground, to soften your body, and to breathe. Straighten your right leg, reach your arms to the sky, turn your toes out, heels in, bend your knees for goddess pose. Knees move over your toes in the same direction. Your palms move flat and out to your sides. Sink into your hips. Move your knees back towards the pinky toe sides of your feet and encourage a long spine. Feel the ground beneath you, even when it gets hard. Soften your body, even when it gets hard. And breathe even when it gets hard. Reach your arms to the sky, straighten your legs, breathe in. Turn your toes and heels out and fold your body over your legs. Walk your hands to your left foot. Frame your hands around your left foot and pop your right heel up. Press through your feet. You can come to your right knee if you'd like to lower your leverage and reach your arms up to the sky. So crescent lunge with your right knee on the mat or your right knee off of the mat. Bring your hands back down to frame your left foot with or without your blocks. Step your right foot forward about 12 inches. Line your feet up on railroad tracks and press to straighten or move towards straight with both legs. Pyramid pose. Inhale, lengthen your spine. Exhale and fold your body over your left standing leg. Root down through all four corners of both feet. Press into the earth and feel your muscles and your legs pull towards your bones. Soften your body where you can and breathe. Even when it gets hard, be here. Lengthen your spine, breathe in. Bend your left knee and hop your right foot back behind you. Walk your hands over to your right foot, which is walking to the opposite side of your mat. Sole of your right foot roots into the mat and your left knee or the ball of your left foot for crescent lunge. Reach your arms up to the sky, breathe in. Feel the earth beneath you, soften your body and breathe. Those are the tools offered today to stay present. On your next exhale, let your hands frame your right foot. Step your back foot forward 12 inches, setting up as if on railroad tracks. Inhale, find length in your spine, moving both knees towards straight. And then if you'd like to bow your body over your right standing leg. Pyramid pose. Press the floor away from you through the soles of your feet. Feel your muscles and your legs pull towards your bones. Soften your upper body, and even when it gets hard, stay here and breathe. On your inhale, lengthen your spine. Walk your hands back to the center, heel toe, your feet together, finding a forward fold at the center of your mat, and then round your spine up one vertebra at a time, coming back up to stand. Turn towards the top of your mat. Press the soles of your feet into the earth. Bring your hands to touch at your heart center. Samasthitihi, equal standing pose. Bend your knees. Sit back as if you're sitting in a chair. Bring your palms to touch at your heart center. With or without your hands, guide your body all the way down to the ground and come down to sit. Separate your legs. Turn your toes towards the sky. Long through the spine. Inhale. Exhale. Walk your hands in between your legs. A seated, wide-legged forward fold. The same tools are applied here. Every shape that your body makes, feel the earth, soften your body, and breathe. Your job is to be here. Lengthen your spine, inhale. Exhale, walk your hands towards your body, sit tall. Take the bottom of your left foot to your right inner thigh. Turn your body to your right leg. Inhale and exhale. Hands walk down towards your right foot. Breathing wide into your left kidney and your left rib cage. Find length, inhale. Exhale, walk your hands up your right leg and switch. Extend your left leg, fold your right leg. Inhale, turn your body to your left leg. Exhale, walk your hands towards your foot. Breathing wide into your right kidney and the back of your right rib cage. Earth. Body, soften, breathe. Extend your spine, breathe in, walk your hands up, your left leg, sit tall. Bring the bottoms of your feet to touch, your knees open wide, Baddha Konasana. Stay here with a long spine, softening the outer edges of your knees towards the ground, or hinge at your inner hip and fold your chest down towards the instep of your feet. The sounds of trauma are so loud. The questions, the what ifs, the I don't knows, the uncertainty, the unknowing. Through all of that, you may experience shame, grief, guilt, confusion, chaos. As I have stepped into that space or been thrown into that space in my past, and even in my daily life at times, because life isn't easy. The thing that is always reliable and dependable is this present moment, is your body, and is your breath. The call over and over again is to return and to be here. Your job is to be here. All of the answers you seek will be shown to you if you're present, grounded, and with yourself. Send your spine upwards if you have folded over your legs. Close your legs. Scoot towards the top of your mat. Draw your knees with you into your chest and lay down. Rock your body gently from side to side with your knees hugging inward. Back where we began. Place the soles of your feet on the mat. Allow your arms to rest next to your sides. Press down through the soles of your feet and lift your hips up towards the sky. Press through the back of your head and your shoulders. Press through the soles of your feet and breathe wide into the back of your neck. Maintain constant awareness of the ground beneath you. On your next exhale, let one vertebra at a time return to the ground. Walk your spine long and heel toe the outer edges of your feet to your mat so that the pinky toe sides of your feet line up on your mat. Reach your arms out to each side like a scarecrow. Turn your toes off of your mat. Keep your heels on your mat and drop both knees to your left. Gaze over your right. Release your body from any holding. Allow gravity to hold you completely. Feel the earth beneath you. Soften your body and breathe. Bring your knees back up towards the sky. Your heels are on the mat. Your toes are off of your mat. Drop both knees to your right. Gaze over your left. Let your legs slide or fall where they will as you release any holding and tension. Feel the sensation of softening in your body and breathe. Your knees return, your spine comes back to neutral. Set your feet long on your mat, corpse pose or shavasana. Release your hands and your arms next to the sides of your body. Open your feet and let toes fall to their sides. Feel the earth beneath you as a solid foundation of beginning, a starting point, presence. Here you are. Soften your body into this space and be fully, wholly present. And then breathe. What should I do? What should I do? The question circles in the mind as the stories and the chaos spill over. The call is to come here into your body, into your breath, for all the answers you seek will be shown you as you find presence. Breathe in, breathe out. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. Roll your hands around your wrists and your feet, around your ankles. With your eyes closed, drop your gaze to your right. Back to center and to your left. Come back to center. Draw your knees into your chest and roll to your right side. Cradle your head with your bottom arm. And press your body up away from the ground. Move to sitting. Your palms press at your heart center. Thank you for joining me today. I love you. Namaste. If you are on Instagram and want to follow me, I can be found at soraya.bastian, where I offer tips and tools to find presence for your healing journey. And a reminder to breathe while you're going through it. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me there from direct message. If you're not on Instagram and would like to get in touch with me, my website is backpocketyoga.com, and you can fill out a form there to ask any questions you'd like. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.